What's up? Good morning, everyone. It's Jack here. You're listening to 91.5 WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You're tuned in to another installment of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. Today we're going to be listening to some jazz. We'll be getting into some Jamaican stuff at the end of the set, but we'll keep it a little more jazzy for the front three quarters. I don't know. It's all pretty jazzy, but I don't know, I have a pretty, I have five songs selected that will take up the whole hour. This first one is Dusk Fire by the Don Rendell and Ian Carter Quintet from the album of the same title, Dusk Fire. This song has just been blowing me away lately. I really, really quite enjoy it. It's just one of those bits of modal jazz beauty that you just can't get out of your head. After this, we're going to have a little bit of George Russell, Electronic Sonata for Souls Loved by Nature. We'll be playing the first half of that record. Then after that, we'll have a little bit of Pan-African People's Orchestra, directed by Horace Tapscott, who have released, I don't know why I say released, like they just dropped it. They played some of the best jazz that I've ever heard. Yeah. We'll just keep it moving, I guess. I don't want to talk over too much more of this. Again, this is Dusk Fire by the Don Rendell and Ian Carr Quintet. Yeah, speaks for itself, doesn't it? Keep it locked for the next hour if you want to hear some more beautiful jazz. Thank you. I'm going to just talk for a minute. That last song was, again, Dusk Fire by the Don Rendell and Ian Carr Quintet. And now we have the George Russell Sextet playing the first half of Electronic Sonata for Souls Loved by Nature. These are the first seven parts of that. And if you like it, you'll have to later check out the other half of it. It's a really cool album. Shout out to George Russell, big innovator. After that, we're going to have even more fun stuff, but that won't come in a while because the song, well, it's not a song. This half of the album is like 25 minutes long. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. This is wrapping up this song / side of a record. But before we get into that, we're going to just acknowledge the fact that there does come a time in every great radio show where I gotta read a PSA. This one is about growing your own food. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Cool. Anyways, what we have just been hearing for the last little while now is the first half of Electronic Sonata for Souls Loved by Nature by George Russell. Really incredibly cool, experimental jazz record. Can't recommend it highly enough, frankly. But yeah, after this we have the titular track from The Call by the Pan-African People's Orchestra, conducted by Horace Tapscott. I read a bit about these guys a long time ago, because there was a couple years ago, maybe 2024, there was an archival release of a bunch of their live performances, which really stunned me at the time, and it's one of my favorite archival records to come out in the last couple years for sure. But yeah, this was a group with a really interesting kind of story to them, and I wish I could tell you what it was, but I can't. Anyways, that'll be beginning pretty soon. I hope you've been enjoying the music so far. We got a little bit more than 20 minutes left, and we have some really great music, so stick with me and we'll listen to The Call by Pan-African People's Orchestra, directed by Horace Tapscott, and then we'll get into some even more stuff. But yeah, I'll be here, so enjoy. Thank you.
Salam na Africa desta. Peace, love and joy. Greetings once again from the Rastafari brethren. Domicile on this former slave plantation island, Jamaica. Jamaica is an island in the Caribbean. They say Caribbean, but if I remember clearly, it was carried us beyond our borders. Not by free will, but by force. Force, like in 1565, when John Hawkins was given a royal charter from Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth I of England and her personal ship, the SS Jesus of Lubeck, to transport slaves from Africa to the West Indies. As the history states, methods were crude, though effective. He just landed on the Guinea coast, seized 300 Negroes, and prepared for the Caribbean with his human cargo. They call us human cargo, but I say that's infradig. Rastafari brethren conception through the love and the study of the Bible, the history of man on the earth, and since there's no limitation on man's faculties, we derive the conception based on the divinity and the character of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion of Judah. We also hold fast the conception of redemption, which is repatriation to our mother home, Africa. In Revelation 5, when John could find no one worthy to open the book, nor to loose the seven seals thereof, he heard a voice said, "Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root and the offspring of David, hath prevailed." Rastafari brethren interpret the seven seals as our two eyes, our two nostrils, our two ears, these are our seven burning candlesticks, which cause every man to make any conception. At the coronation of His Imperial Majesty, 1930, as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, mighty conquering Lamb of the Tribe of Judah, it gave light to the Rastafari movement because we had seen a hope in our heritage. As it was written, the Holy Writ, Psalms 37, by the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the midst of the willows thereof. For they that carried us away captives required from us a song. And they that wasted of us required from us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Yes, here we are carried away as captives, thousands of miles for thousands of years. As one would say, we are not from Africa, but they should remember that man's immortality is within man's project. And it was against the will of my forefather, as it is now against the will of I. And all Rastafari brethren. So written that when the seven seals were opened, John saw a bright angel proclaiming with a loud voice, and he said, who is worthy to open the book? Seven seas thereof. And again said, as in Acts of the Apostle, according to the lines, according to the flesh, God shall rise up Christ to sit upon David's throne. But it is also written in Revelation 17 that all nations were beasts. One mind, and they would wage war upon the Lamb, but the Lamb would overcome them, for he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and they that are with him are called faithful and chosen. 1935, Mussolini and his fascist army invaded Ethiopia. They even made breaches of the war law, unleashing poison gas on the defenseless people of Ethiopia to take away their kingdom. His Imperial Majesty went to the League of Nations, the predecessor of the now United Nations. And when he asked, what must I go back and tell my defenseless people? The conference went up in a chair. Mussolini himself got up and said he would want to see the day that Britain would want to go into war and spill blood for a barbarous nation as Ethiopia, unworthy of ranking among civilized people. That is also infradict. Because His Imperial Majesty, was that you have struck the match in Ethiopia, but it shall burn Europe. God and history shall recall your judgment. If you do not bow by free will, then you must bow by force. What happened then? Italy was in Ethiopia.
How about it? It's about the time to be wrapping things up now, so I'm just going to say once more, this is Jack, and you're listening to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, how about it? That last song was Narration by Count Ossie and the Mystic Revelation of Rastafari off their incredible, incredible record, Groundation. And this, as well, is from that same album and that same group, Ethiopian Serenade, for our final track of the day. I don't know, I really love the Groundation album. I highly recommend it to everyone in the world, basically, because I love it so much. If you've been tuning in with me today, I hope you've enjoyed my long-winded jazz tracks and my weird asides. I've sure enjoyed it. I got a lot of work done in the last hour, which was pretty cool. Yeah, if you've been listening today, thanks so much. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And if you're not listening today, you know what? I also hope that you have a great one. Shout out to the Orlando Magic. They're playing game 2 in the first round of the NBA playoffs against the Detroit Pistons tonight. I hope they take another game. It would be absolutely epic. We really shook things up last game, and I just want to keep that momentum. Other things to say, I don't have much. I guess I'll see y'all in a week. And yeah, not so many shows left before I graduate college. How about it? Once more, I'll leave you with this song because it's one of my favorites. Ethiopian Serenade by Count Ossie and the Mystic Revelation of Rastafari. I hope you enjoyed that last track too. Narration. I don't know. Pretty hard to mess with. Have a great one.